But first, it's now official. Australia has a new Prime Minister, with Kevin Rudd being sworn in at Government House in Canberra this morning. Mr Rudd and his 41 ministers and parliamentary secretaries were beaming as they posed for photographs with the Governor-General 14 years after the last Labor government was sworn in. Our reporter Gillian Bradford was at Government House for the formalities and she joins us now in our Canberra studio. So Gillian, how did Kevin Rudd appear to take to being sworn into high office?
Oh, I think he's taken to it quite well. Even the Governor-General commented during photos that Kevin Rudd's smile couldn't get any bigger. And I think for that matter, the rest of his team, you could not wipe the smiles off their faces. And it is a very important day for these men and women. Many of them haven't served in a government before. Their families are all seated there in the drawing room of Government House for an occasion which has quite a bit of pomp and ceremony. There's a military band, the national anthem plays, and certainly everybody wears their Sunday best. Even Kevin Rudd, who has denied having nerves through this whole process of becoming Prime Minister, had a slight quiver in his hand holding on to the oath of office. This was him just a little earlier during his swearing in as Prime Minister.
I, Kevin Michael Rudd, do swear that I will well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia, her land and her people, in the office of Prime Minister, so help me God.
Prime Minister, I congratulate you most sincerely. I know you have been very, very beneficiaries of the nation as you undertake your very important, challenging but exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency.
That's the new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. Now, Gillian, Kevin Rudd's insisted that his ministers get down to work immediately. How much of a break will they get today?
They should enjoy their tea and sandwiches at Government House while they can, because that will be it. The Prime Minister does move into his office later today, and there'll be also a meeting of the full ministry. We know much. Kevin Rudd has made much of his team only having Christmas and Boxing Day off, and that's what they can expect, because until today, the outgoing Howard government has been governing in care taker mode, but now the Rudd government has the reins. And quite importantly today, while the Governor-General was giving Kevin Rudd and his team authority to be the new government, there are also a number of important administrative changes this brings in. For instance, with the Governor-General's signature today, all the changes to departments made under this government take effect. So, for instance, Julia Gillard's Super Ministry of Industrial Relations, Education and Social Inclusion, that happens from today, and other just refashioning of ministries, adding innovation to industry, science and research, that all happens today. So there's a lot of work ahead for this new team, and it is interesting, I thought, that the Governor-General made a point in front of the PM, the new PM, that he should allow his team some R&R.
The work of a minister or a parliamentary secretary, whilst often exhilarating, adds another dimension to demands on time and to sustained pressure. So I encourage you all to try very hard to achieve a balance in life, a healthy lifestyle, reasonable rest and time with family and friends.
Interesting message there from the Governor-General, Michael Jeffrey. Now, Gillian, at about the same time as this swearing in, the National Party was electing its new leadership team. But how new is it?
Well, not so new. It was interesting when Mark Vaile resigned as the National Party leader that he said it was time for generational change in his party. And yet here we have now Warren Truss, who's in fact older than Mark Vaile, in his late 50s, now elected as the National Party leader unopposed. That just happened a short time ago. And Nigel Scullion will be his deputy. He's the Country Liberal Party senator from the Northern Territory. So that is the new team in the Nationals. Not a whole lot of generational change, and certainly the Nationals, like the Liberals, are going to have troubles rebuilding after they lost seats at this election. So still very interesting times ahead in politics.
Gillian Bradford in Canberra, thank you.